Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1196. 9 Ways to Know You Should Stop Focusing on Fat Loss, Part 2, by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or are skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1195. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. 9 Ways to Know You Should Stop Focusing on Fat Loss, Part 2, by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. 5. You focus on how far you still have to go and the goals you haven't yet reached. If you only think about what you can't do or haven't achieved while entirely neglecting what you can do and what you have done, you will always feel less than. In the pursuit of fat loss, it's not uncommon to relentlessly chase your target, fitting into a smaller clothing size or a specific number on the scale. And throughout that process, all we can think about is how far we are from the goal, and we completely ignore all the work we've put in, all the achievements in the gym we've earned. Don't let the goal of fat loss blind you from seeing and appreciating all the work you've already done, the habits you're forging, the workouts you've performed, the health benefits you're reaping along the way. Don't allow the obsession over future goals prevent you from taking a moment to look back and proudly say, "I've done so much already, and I'm proud of myself." This can help you break free from the ugly side of health and fitness. 6. You perform an extra or more grueling workout as punishment for overeating or indulging in quote-unquote forbidden foods. If you said something like, "If I eat this food, then I must perform a workout to burn it off," or, "I can't eat that food unless I perform a workout to earn it," then it would benefit you to reevaluate the reasons you work out. There's nothing wrong with balancing your food and exercise choices, but a workout should never be a tool of punishment or currency in response to food choices. Make no mistake, there's a tremendous difference between choosing to go for a walk because you know the extra movement is good for you after enjoying a larger than expected feast versus performing an extra workout out of guilt and panic from overindulging because you think the extra calories will instantly make you gain body fat. There are tons of reasons to work out and eat nutritious foods that have nothing to do with fat loss. Those reasons are worth exploring for yourself. 7. Physical activities that were once enjoyable have been reduced to simply being tools for burning calories. I've heard stories from people about an activity or hobby they once did for enjoyment or self-care, like fitness classes, jogging, biking, hiking, skiing, and even strength training, but that has morphed into a must-perform chore that's done for its calorie-burning benefits. I know personally what this is like too. What was once an activity they looked forward to became an activity done just for burning calories to, hopefully, spur fat loss results or to prevent regaining weight that had been lost. This is what happens when a long-term fat loss mindset becomes a pervasive parasite that feeds on our insecurity. Fat loss becomes the lens through which we view and value physical activities and food choices, hopes of fat loss or an ideal body weight or fear of losing hard-earned results become the fuel sources for our actions. 8. You view foods as fat loss friends or foes. Do you often wonder, will this help me lose fat? Or think, I shouldn't eat this because it's bad and will make me gain weight when you're analyzing food? Do you feel obligated to give your favorite foods and recipes a healthy makeover? The dichotomous view of food, labeling something as good and others as bad, not only causes stress and frustration, but can forge a fear of food. And fear should never influence your food choices. There are numerous reasons to eat nutritious foods that have nothing to do with losing body fat or preventing weight gain. And no, declaring food is simply fuel and saying how it tastes shouldn't matter are equally ridiculous. As with many things, the answer lies somewhere in the middle. In this case, between the extremes of deprivation and unchecked indulgence. If fear influences your food choices, it can be helpful to start erasing the harmful good and bad labels we've been conditioned to attach to food, and perhaps try to simplify how to eat healthy and eating less nutritious foods in moderation. And while you're at it, learn how to not feel guilty for eating your favorite foods. 9. You haven't known reasons to work out that have nothing to do with fat loss or changing how your body looks. Exercise and nutrition are often tremendous sources of frustration, tools simply meant to alter the appearance of their body, fix so-called flaws, attain an ideal body shape perpetuated by social media. And that should be unacceptable. Think about it. Exercise and nutrition should be tools that create a health-promoting lifestyle that make you feel great about yourself. Tools to create a high-quality life that allows you to do and experience the things that are important to you. Your healthy lifestyle should be flexible so you can adapt to whatever circumstances life throws at you or as your preferences change. It should lead you to discover the amazing things your body can do instead of making you feel like you're constantly fighting against it. It should help you break through the artificial boundaries that have restrained you instead of creating and reinforcing them. Nutrition and exercise should alleviate stress, not augment it. If you've never known the satisfaction of getting stronger, increasing your endurance and work capacity, appreciating your body for what it can do, looking forward to workouts because you know you'll set a personal record, then it's time to explore those reasons. Go beyond fat loss. Perhaps the nonsense and narcissism disguised as health-promoting information has distorted your perception of food and fitness. Maybe you're stuck in old habits and just don't know any goals other than weight loss that are worth pursuing. Or perhaps you're fed up with feeling less than and want a better, empowering, and enjoyable health and fitness lifestyle that makes you feel great about yourself. That's a fine goal. Go beyond fat loss and begin by asking worthy questions about exercise and the health-promoting habits you want to establish. If fat loss was irrelevant, why would I work out? Instead of a specific outcome, like reaching a certain body weight, what actions can I regularly practice that will establish the healthy lifestyle I want to create? How can I reclaim a hobby or activity I once enjoyed that's been relegated to nothing more than a calorie-burning activity? What performance-based goals can I set for cardio? Or how can I make cardio more enjoyable? And what performance-based goals can I have with strength training? How strong can I become? Don't be afraid to say, screw fat loss, and find reasons beyond the number on the scale to move your body and improve nutrition habits. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, 9 Ways to Know You Should Stop Focusing on Fat Loss by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, The process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'll be honest, I've struggled with these very same things. I have misfocused my attention on things that, in the grand scheme, really don't matter. Back before the pandemic and when I had a gym membership, once in a while I would take notice of someone lifting a really heavy weight, and I'd feel envious. I would have thoughts like, why can't I lift that heavy yet? I mean, I've been at this for so long, and I still can't lift that heavy. And I'm supposedly an expert in this stuff. I would forget about all the progress I had made. I would forget that 20 years ago, I could barely bench press 45 pounds. I couldn't even run 25 meters, which is one lap on a standard track, without stopping. I've improved so much, but it's so easy to forget. There are a couple of ways to help us remind ourselves of our progress. One is to keep a journal. Write down workouts, write down our diets, write down negative thoughts, stress levels, you can write down anything. And then if you want, you could look back and see your progress. You can flip through some of those old pages and go, wow, I've come a long way. If you want to remind yourself about how your appearance has changed, keep photos of yourself and look at them every so often. This is something we used to do when I was a health educator, in fact. I used to conduct weight management classes, and on the very first day, we would take a picture of every attendee. We would then show them these pictures halfway through the program and then at the end. And without fail, they were always amazed. Now, why would we show them these before photos at the midway point and at the end of the class? Because it increased their motivation. At the midway point, participants would lose some of that enthusiasm that they had at the beginning. Showing them their before photo got them fired up again. It gave them that motivation to finish the class. Then, when they were about to leave our program, they often needed that extra boost of confidence, a reminder that even though they're going to now go at this alone, they are capable of improving their health. They did the work. You can use these exact same strategies too, and they'll work the same. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A. Hey, all that rhymed. Where your optimal life awaits.